Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
You can give us a call, 1-855-450-3733. Talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But, you know, in the meantime, we talk about some things that come up for us. So do a little show prep, that kind of thing. Stephanie, the HPV virus has been big in the news recently, and you're some kind of doctor and gal. And
I'm a medical student, so okay. I have some limited knowledge about this, but
chances are good you probably know more than most doctors about these. I mean, you are in school.
I'm interested in it, so I've researched it a little bit myself, and you know, of course, I'm a woman.
I'm not a big fan of most doctors and their knowledge on drugs and that sort of thing. Frankly, I think that
I don't want to say anything bad or generalize too much, but there are some doctors. I mean, it's really difficult to be an expert on every single topic in medicine, especially because nowadays there's just so much knowledge to know, right? And so it's difficult to be really informed about everything. But I think that there is sort of a little bit of a tendency on doctors, especially in subjects they're not interested in, to kind of just go with the guidelines of whatever governing body that there is, you know, the association, and not really look into it too much themselves unless they're particularly interested in that field. So, you know,
and when it comes to students, many times students, people who are studying something know more than you know, other folks about it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who are doing broadcasting school that probably know a lot more about, I don't know, certain aspects of broadcasting than I know. Just because I do it for a living doesn't mean that I know everything.
Doctors are supposed to keep up their knowledge and do this continuing medical education, but even that is like one of these kind of mandated things where a lot of people kind of find ways to sort of get around it or not get much out of it as they probably could be, you know what I mean? So, and you can definitely do continuing medical education credits and still be somewhat ignorant about certain subjects. I'm not saying that all of them are. But
I just wonder, you know, when you're talking about a guy who has a practice, maybe has had a practice for 20 or 30 years, and, you know, I mean, he's making sure the fish are alive in the waiting room and that you still got to scoop the dead ones out, right? I mean, you got an aquarium and that's the deal. You got to make sure the copies of National Geographic aren't more than 5 years old in the waiting room. You got to make sure that everybody, all the gals that he's governmentally mandated to have working in the office are not fighting with each other, keeping up on all the stuff that goes on. You know, I mean, I would think when you're dealing with most vaccines, likely are a pediatric issue.
Lot of them are, yeah. Some are not.
Day in, day out, kids coming through. They continue to grow and do well. Whether or not you do anything as a parent, I suspect that oftentimes doctors tend to feel that way too. I'm not saying that every one of them is ignoramus. I'm just saying there's a lot of opportunity for sort of to get lax in keeping up.
Well, there's a lot of things to keep up with, you know, and sometimes parents are really involved and informed and do a lot of that keeping up themselves, and sometimes they kind of leave it to the doctor. And you know, it's if you have 1,000 patients, which a lot of them do, because, by the way that the system is structured, you know, with insurance and insurance, health insurance is basically like a payment plan, right? It's not like the same thing as car insurance, where if you get into an accident, you have a deductible and, you know, you pay kind of a flat fee every year, but it doesn't cover things like oil changes and tire rotations, right? But medical insurance is different because it usually covers things like annual visits and vaccinations for children and stuff, like routine maintenance on your body, basically.
Sure.
So it creates this system that's kind of has some incentives that maybe aren't so good for the patients, because there's this third party interfering in the doctor-patient relationship.
And that party needs to make a profit, too.
yeah, exactly. And so, you know, oftentimes insurance companies base their billing codes off of Medicare and Medicaid, and those are determined by the government, right? Those are the government programs that cover poor people and old people, essentially.
Sure.
Right. And so since the insurance companies are kind of modeling their payment reimbursements after them, oftentimes, you know, doctors aren't getting paid back for things like sitting down and talking to patients or spending lots of time with them.
Right.
And so oftentimes the incentive is to take on a ton of patients at the same time so that they can, you know, make a little bit from each patient. And sometimes they don't get paid back for what they did for a year or 6 months. Mm-hmm. And so it's not like people think of doctors as making tons of money, but it's really not like that anymore, especially for family practice doctors. And they do have an incentive to take on tons of patients and give each patient less individual attention in the whole insurance system that we have today. And the system where government really interferes a lot.
It makes sense to me. I don't know that it makes sense to everybody. But, yeah, I think people do consider doctors to be wealthy.
Yeah, they do. And, I mean, there are some doctors now who are kind of opting out of the whole system. Like, they're just dealing directly with patients, and maybe the patient will pay them kind of like a retainer or something to be on call for them whenever they need them all year round.
Different cash setups.
Yeah, different setups. Yeah, but, I mean, cash-only physicians are kind of emerging, or concierge, as they're sometimes called, too. But that wasn't really what I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to kind of mention that as a little bit of a preface. I heard on Free Talk Live this week some discussion about HPV, the virus, and the vaccine.
And it is always fun to hear people who are completely uninformed talk about subjects.
Well, somebody called in and said that they were a doctor, and this guy, I guess, was a JD, so an attorney. You know, he had a law doctorate.
Okay, I thought
and
he said something else.
He said
else,
law
but, yeah.
and political science, so he is not okay. a biological life sciences doctor. And some of the things that he said were not completely accurate, and I just wanted to discuss those things and maybe have a little bit of a dialogue about this concept of vaccination and how the government fits in with it and how people's decisions factor in and stuff like that.
And this should be fun, right?
This comes up a lot.
I have not vaccinated my son in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, oftentimes people will, you know, get upset about that. There's been a lot of vaccination talk throughout the years here on Free Talk Live. And, you know, so it should be interesting. And so what is it about the conversation as far as HPV, the HPV vaccine? That's not true, because the apparently there's been some claims that some girls have died from taking this, that some girls have gotten ill.
Right. So the thing about research and the thing about the data that we have is we have to rely on the best information we have, but the best information isn't always perfect, right?
Sure.
And so what we have is the people's own reports of adverse reactions or effects after
right.
taking this vaccine. And, you know, sometimes girls will get the vaccine when they're 12 or 11 or 9, even as young as 9, and they'll have a bad reaction to it, or something bad will happen to them in like a neurologic sense, like they'll get a problem with their brain of some kind.
Right. If you put injections in 10,000 people, an amount of those people are going to have a reaction to that injection.
Sure.
I mean, even if that injection was olive oil, you know, I mean, something
it's
benign.
Probably less likely with olive oil, but yeah, for sure. And I mean, these vaccines are meant to stimulate people's immune systems to recognize the piece of the bug that they're putting into the person,
right
to get them immunity to it. But oftentimes they contain things called adjuvants, which stimulate the immune system, but there's always the potential that it may get stimulated too far, or they'll have an allergic reaction to something
right.
that's in
sure.
the vaccine. So any of that could happen. But the thing is, when people report these adverse events, it sometimes is really difficult to prove that the vaccine caused it.
Uh-huh.
And people like to jump to that conclusion that it was caused by the vaccine. Now, I'm not saying that people should be forced to get vaccines. I understand that there are some major problems. This might be controversial, but, you know, there are some vaccines that I have chosen not to get and some that I have. But I think it's like it's really important to know about the kind of risk-benefit ratios. And there are people who talk about this thing called herd immunity. You mentioned it on the show this
yes.
week, Mark. And herd immunity is the concept that if enough people are immune to a certain disease or germ, then nobody will be able to get it because there just won't be enough people in the population to act as carriers, right?
Makes sense.
Right. So people who are into this public health field sometimes say stuff like, well, we should get herd immunity, and so they want to vaccinate as many people as possible.
Right, but what that says about the vaccine is that, well, apparently this thing doesn't work that well, because if your kid has, you know, the vaccine and my kid doesn't have the vaccine, why is my kid a threat to your kid?
Yeah, well, I mean, most vaccines are somewhere between 80 and 95% effective,
indeed.
So that means 1 out of 20 people or more who gets the vaccine might not be completely protected from the germ, especially as time goes on and the immunity may wear off.
Right.
So they're pretty good, but they're not perfect. And
indeed.
So we'll talk about it more.
Okay. 855-450-FREE. Call in and talk about your vaccine experiences. Got a pretty good story here. 855-450-3733.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. You go to the website and upload or link to whatever you'd like to upload or link to. We're that kind of interactive show.
Whatever, anything?
I think there's some kind of system for handling stuff like that. I'm not entirely sure.
Well, if it's popular, it'll be voted up, and if it's unpopular, it'll be voted down, right?
Yes.
So, to make it good.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You've been hearing us talk about bitcoins here for a while now, but maybe you didn't know how to get them. Here's a new, easy way. You can get bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the U.S., including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. once you have your Bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees. I just bought a book on the Internet through using Bitcoins, or third parties getting involved. It's just like a person-to-person cash transaction, but you can do it over the Internet. It has the same advantages of anonymity and that sort of thing. To learn more, visit exchangebitcoins.com. Again, it's exchangebitcoins.com. So, Stephanie, we're talking about the vaccines in general, HPV vaccines specifically, and mm-hmm. I think you heard some talk about vaccines that disturbed you a little on the air. I don't know when it was, a few days ago.
Oh, I didn't. It wasn't disturbing to me. It was just there was some misinformation, and actually, I kind of found it humorous a little bit at times.
Well, we like to talk about things that are true here on Free Talk Live as much as we can.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it can be really hard to discern truth sometimes, especially when not everybody has the background knowledge that might help them decide what's true and what's not true. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So, and I'm not claiming to have all the answers. I'm not claiming to be any kind of an expert. I just have a little bit of specialized knowledge in the field.
That's what an expert is, right?
So. Yeah, but I mean, it's not like I've spent my whole career studying HPV or anything like that or studying
vaccines. I don't trust the people that do, frankly.
Yeah. So, I mean, I heard this idea, and I get a lot of these sentiments. I understand them, and I totally understand where you're coming from. What I heard was, you know, these people, there are these elites, and they just want to vaccinate everybody because they want to get herd immunity, which is when enough people develop resistance to a disease that the frequency of that disease decreases in a general population because there aren't enough carriers, right?
Right.
And I also heard that, you know, vaccines are dangerous. There were some conspiracy sentiments like it's a way to kill off people. And, you know, I can't really blame people too much for thinking that because I know that in the 1970s there was the swine flu vaccine, right, that a bunch of people took and they got Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is, you know, when it's an autoimmune thing, basically. It's when your body kind of attacks the nerves and it's a paralyzing disease. And so mm-hmm. a lot of people died, right? And there was some concern about the same thing with this current swine flu vaccine. And by the way, you know, the swine flu, it was made a really big deal out of, but it actually killed less people than the seasonal flu in that year. So, I mean, it wasn't.
So the recent swine flu you're talking about.
Yeah, the recent swine flu. Yeah.
And this is one of the things that kind of bugs me about the whole thing is oftentimes when you hear about medical stuff on the news, it is much, much ado about nothing. You know, the avian flu that kills nobody, you know, this kind of thing. The swine flu that kills fewer people than the regular flu does.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing. I know that when we were talking on the air, I tend to let people say what they want about vaccines and then let people come to the conclusions they want to come to.
Yeah, I'd like that too. I want people to do their own research. Like, I'm not giving out medical advice or anything like that. I think you should come to your own conclusions. I'm just kind of saying my opinion and trying to mention some things that I thought were misinformation.
My contention tends to be that I believe that the flu vaccines generally do what they say they do, that they prevent you from getting, say, the flu vaccine can often prevent you from getting polio. Mm-hmm. However, I think when you inject stuff in people that they're going to have some kind of reaction. Some people, you know, and so therefore...
Wait, did you say the flu vaccine can prevent you from getting polio?
No, I'm sorry, the polio vaccine will prevent you from getting polio. but if I said that, it's my mistake. So, you know, but every time you inject something in someone, you're going to have some kind of reaction. Sitting on the potty is going to have, some people are going to die from that. So, I mean, everything has a, you know, has a risk to it. The risk of getting polio these days is really, really, really slim if you live in the United States and don't travel outside of it. And I don't know what the percentage of people, Americans that don't travel off of the North American continent is, but I imagine it's pretty large.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, what do they need polio vaccines for? And mm-hmm. and you know, what is more dangerous to them, getting the vaccine or the chance of getting polio?
Exactly, and that's the question that I think everybody has to ask themselves. And not everyone, I realize, is interested in kind of learning about that stuff and doing research on it. And so, you know, maybe they would choose to just kind of ask their doctor's opinion and go with what their doctor
whatever
says.
Whatever they say, and doctors are going to say you need to get these vaccines; they're good for you. I have a story about a friend of mine. He's a good friend of mine, and mm-hmm. I think it was his dad. Pardon me if I've got the relations wrong in this one, but essentially the man got a vaccine in the morning at work or something like that. They you know, came around, gave him vaccines, and this is kind of how they did things back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And he came home sick at about noon and was dead by 8 o'clock that night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not.
You don't know if it was caused by the vaccine.
You don't. You really don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you don't understand how the correlative data there is so suspicious.
It seems suspicious. I agree.
This is one of the things that you're like, as a doctor, your first answer was, well, hey, whoa, you don't know that was the vaccine, and it's true. We don't know that it was the vaccine, but I feel like a lot of the data out there that you can get about vaccines is twisted because. We don't know whether or not that person died of a vaccine, but
yes.
A lot of people would strongly believe after hearing that story that that's what the result was, and we just don't get to hear this kind of information.
Yeah,
and so I
agree.
Don't think we know how dangerous vaccines are.
I don't think a lot of people know, especially because, you know, the reporting of adverse events is based on what people report, right? So something happened to their kid after the kid took this vaccine. But there's no causal link that's been proven that it was the vaccine for sure. But it happened sometime after the kid took the vaccine. So,
right.
Okay, take that for what it's worth.
Right.
What we know is that some vaccines have higher reported rates of adverse events than others.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And Gardasil happens to be one. That has a higher rate of adverse reported effects. And, you know, take that for what it's worth. I mean, vaccines are a technology. Right.
Sure.
Technology, I'm generally of the opinion that technology improves our lives. And in this case, you know, there's a vaccine that has the potential to immunize people against strains of a virus that the virus is shown to cause certain cancers, especially cervical cancer and genital warts. That's the other thing.
Okay.
And it becomes this political issue because a lot of people have this.
They don't believe their kids are having sex.
Right, or they think that if their kids do have sex, then they deserve to get cervical cancer and genital warts and die, you know.
And no doubt, there's a good helping, so I think that there's obfuscation on one side and a large helping, a crazy on the other.
Yeah.
And, you know, stuck in the middle are the rest of us trying to decide whether or not our 12-year-old girls need to be getting this HPV vaccine that apparently is for 4 of the 30 strains. Am I correct when I say that?
HPV? Well, so there are different types of HPV vaccines. There's one of them protects against 4 different strains of HPV. The other one protects against 2 different strains.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that protects against 2 strains, those are only the strains that cause cervical cancer, not the ones that cause genital warts.
Okay.
So the people who believe that sex should have consequences or whatever, you know, usually go for that one because they're just trying to protect from the cancer and not from the warts. But they're all HPV.
What?
And, yeah, it's strange. But those 4 types are the most prevalent and make up the majority of HPV out there. So, at least for now.
855-450-FREE. That's the Sickle toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
Energy and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
$55,453. That's the sacred toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. I say that because most people don't expect to be listening to live programming at 7 p.m. on a Sunday evening. When it comes to radio programming, I've done a little bit of this in my life. Sunday evening is a throwaway time. They don't care about folks listening, and there's nothing being offered out there. When you're talking about weekend live programming in the sort of segment that we do, which is current events, open lines, current events talk, there's only three shows. Free Talk Live gives you two of those three, and one of each of those other two shows are only offered one of those two evenings. Free Talk Live gives you live programming both evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. So this is it. I'm sorry that Free Talk Live has a natural monopoly. Wow. We're darn close to it. We're not cartelized, though. We don't talk to those other shows. Actually, I did have a conversation with one of those guys from, I can't remember the name of his show, Precise, Baldwin and McCullough, something like that. Anyway, we're talking about HPV vaccines and vaccines in general here on Free Talk Live. If you've got a vaccine story or some beliefs on vaccines you'd like to share, you're welcome to call in at 855-450-3733. And join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. Again, it's LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 off your order at LegalZoom.com. Stephanie.
Yes.
Continue.
So, okay, here's what I want to...
You talk, I'll jump in and say that you're wrong about these vaccines.
Okay, okay. So here's the main point that I really want to say with this discussion, and I'm trying to get it down to something very succinct. The main point is that I don't think that people should be forced by governments to take vaccines, as in the case of Rick Perry, and he's a presidential candidate. And this is why it came up earlier in the week, because people were talking about him, I guess, writing a law in Texas that said every girl between the ages of 9 and 12 that was in a public school had to be vaccinated with this vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a life-threatening thing, well, unless you count cervical cancer as life-threatening, but, there are other ways to prevent cervical cancer, like Pap screening, and also, you know, it's the incidence of it is pretty low.
Yeah, that's right? What I was going to say. Everybody who
nowadays
gets HPV, 80%, 75% of the population has a human papillomavirus.
Well, has acquired it during their lives at some point by age 50.
Okay, so does that mean it goes away?
Yes.
Okay.
That's one of the things that I wanted to mention, too.
Your body, I did not know that.
Your body can clear or get rid of the virus. And once it does so, you know, if you've had a certain strain of HPV, you may have immunity to that same strain of HPV, or you may not.
Okay.
But your body is capable of getting rid of it, right?
I see.
Otherwise, you'd be thinking that there'd be a lot more people walking around with different cancers. And
I wouldn't have thought any of this. I assumed that it was probably one of a variety of these little bugs out there in God's green world. That
so the common one that people think of, it's not, HPV is not like herpes. Herpes is a virus that causes sores in mucous membranes like the mouth or genitals, but that virus stays in your body for your whole life once you get it. You can't get rid of it. You can suppress it.
But there's two types of that, too, right?
Yeah, there are two types of herpes virus, HSV 1 and 2, but it's kind of a scientific distinction because either one can be on the lips or on the genitals, either one.
Does it depend on where you get the virus?
No, I don't understand. You can catch either one on either place.
So you can get herpes from necking?
Yes.
Okay. And it could be the genital type of herpes?
It could, yeah, but it could be on your mouth or on your face, yeah.
So it could just show up in either one?
Yes.
Crazy. Okay.
Yeah, but if you get it on your mouth, then there's some evidence that you may be less likely to get genital herpes. And a lot of people have oral herpes.
Gotcha.
Like cold sores. If you've ever had a cold sore, you have herpes. So
how come? I remember having a cold sore when I was a kid, and I haven't had them since.
Mm-hmm. So that's because your body, it can't get rid of the herpes virus, but it can suppress it from outbreaking, it's called, right? From having an outbreak.
Gotcha.
So the confusing thing about that, it gets even more confusing, is that you can be shedding the virus, so you can be contagious to other people without having sores.
Sure.
So if someone has ever had herpes in their life, there's some probability at any given time that they could be shedding virus or making virus that's transmissible to other people. And you wouldn't be able to tell just by looking at them. So, I mean, it's always a risk whenever you touch someone or get near another person or someone breathes or coughs on you, there's a risk for diseases, right?
It's amazing concern that parents have for their kids and the things that they do when, in fact, it's these dirty, dirty monkeys that we let them play with all the time that are going to,
and little kids love to put things in their mouths. You know, they don't wash their hands as often as adults do. So with kids, you know, there's legitimate concern, but you kind of have to think of, how much are you going to let fear of different germs run your life, you know, especially when it comes to the dating world, I guess you could say, right? If you think about, there are a lot of people who are really concerned about sexually transmitted infections, right?
Yep.
And
seems like it's something to be concerned about.
Right. Well, especially if 80% of women have had HPV at some time in their life, and it could potentially cause cervical cancer or genital warts, depending on the strain. But the thing is, most of those cases are asymptomatic, so they never have any symptoms.
Right.
So if someone has a virus, but the virus has no symptoms, is it really a disease? Is it really a problem? I don't know. I don't think it's something to be completely so scared about that you stop dating and you won't kiss anybody else and you know.
And this is what Rick Perry was doing, was suggesting that mandating, essentially, not mandating, you had an opt-out, but these opt-outs tend to be pretty difficult to go through, and
yes,
the peer pressure of doing this is high.
And he had these connections with the company that was making the vaccine.
Right. He claimed that it was $5,000 in donations they got. In fact, they've researched this, and it's more like $350,000 in donations from Merck to him and different Republican organizations that he's like the president of, and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I think that people shouldn't be forced by government to take vaccines, as I was saying at the beginning of this segment.
Sure.
But some vaccines can help your life and probably can protect you from diseases that otherwise would have been annoying or hurtful.
Yeah.
Or killed you, maybe, you know. And so vaccines, like any other technology, do your research on them, figure out whether you think that your risk of getting whatever disease that the vaccine is supposed to protect against is worth getting the vaccine. And vaccines can be costly. They can be time-consuming to go to the doctor.
Right, Hep B, you have to go three times.
And HPV is like that, too. It's three shots, and they cost about
$360. Well, no wonder they want to mandate at school.
Well, yeah, Yeah, exactly, because they already have the kids there.
Yeah, because it's impossible to get people to come back three times to a doctor's office. Now, you said that you had opted out of some vaccines. What were those vaccines?
Well, I don't have the HPV vaccine.
Okay.
But it came out when I was older. Mm-hmm. You know, it was supposed to be given to girls that are 11 or 12 or something like that. And, you know, then some data came out later that said it had some benefit for older women. But I decided that my risks and whatever...
effects, and you know, it doesn't sound like the HPV virus is that bad, considering most people have it and most people don't get cervical cancer.
Well, yes, and some, you know, women who get regular GYN exams, you know, they can be vigilant and watch for cervical cancer that way. And in fact, that's how it was done before this vaccine existed. So for me, it seemed like I didn't particularly need it, and so I didn't get it. And I think that it's okay to make those kind of choices sometimes. Now, there are a lot of other vaccines out there, and, you know, people should kind of research them individually. And I understand the kind of desire to push back when doctors are like, well, you should get every vaccine under the sun because they couldn't possibly be bad for you. That's a little bit too simplistic of an approach. But it's also too simplistic to say that every vaccine is bad and we shouldn't get any of them.
I tend to agree with that statement, too. I think that people do this sort of cost-benefit analysis in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
My experience
sometimes
with
inaccurate information.
Indeed. My experience with vaccines has been, you know, the flu vaccine, which is the only thing I've taken recently.
Yep.
I mean, I remember taking a tetanus booster at some point, but, you know, it's been quite some time. Was when I took the flu vaccine, it's the sickest I've ever been. And then I took it again because I believed a doctor who said that, actually it was an EMT or something, a medic of some sort, who said
it couldn't have been that.
Yeah, that couldn't happen. So then I believed him, and then I feel really, you know, jilted by the medical community in this way.
I understand that. And it is possible that you had an adverse reaction to the vaccine.
Oh, I'm certain of it.
Yeah.
The more times you experience,
the more likely it gets.
Indeed.
You know.
855-450.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9. 9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You know that cigarettes aren't good for your health. You've probably been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try anyway. It's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. You can smoke it anywhere, or just about. There's no secondhand smoke, no smell, and there's a great deal of advantages to this this sort of thing that's healthier, and you can smoke it in different places. You don't have to go outside in a blizzard to smoke. Also, you can get a free starter kit. Vaporsmiths.com, makers of one of the premier vaporizers on the market today, will offer you a free starter kit if you just purchase 40 cartomizers. These are little things that have the nicotine in them, and you vaporize these, smoke them, whatever. Use coupon code FTL when you purchase 40 cartomizers at Vaporsmiths.com, and you'll get a free starter kit. You also get free shipping because 40 cartomizers is more than $60, and all orders over $60 get free shipping. All you have to do is go to Vaporsmiths.com or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com.
Yeah, I've started to notice that the weather is rapidly changing here in New Hampshire.
We're
broadcasting.
Bam! Yeah. Autumn's here.
Literally, like 3 days ago, it just hit an inflection point where it was just really obvious that it was getting to be fall. But, you said something about standing outside in the winter to smoke cigarettes, and I think that a lot of people will be starting to realize how nice that is not to have to stand outside.
I lived in Florida most of my life, and I smoked cigars usually before I went to sleep. And they really did rule my life in that way. I could not go to sleep without smoking the cigar. And my life was kind of planned around that in one way or another. And I would always smoke outside, even when it was my own home. I wouldn't smoke inside. I just didn't intend to do that.
Yeah.
I, of course, was married, and my wife, expected me to smoke outside. We move up here, and, I'm sitting outside in a little fold-out chair trying to read my book while I smoke my cigar in the snow. And it's not really very pleasant. So.
Yeah, I would imagine not.
Folks that are living in cold areas that get cold and smoke, this is tough stuff. Now, of course, cigarette smokers, they're usually out for 5 to 7 minutes as opposed to a cigar smoker who's out for 30. But, hey, yeah, it's no fun either way, and especially, this vaporizer, you can just go out there and you can actually stay inside and smoke, and there's no smell or anything like that.
Have you noticed this, Mark? Do you think that a higher percentage of free staters, as opposed to people who are not free staters, smoke cigarettes?
I think that libertarians smoke. That it is a to some extent rebellious philosophy, and rebels tend to smoke. I think you can draw some conclusions about different groups that are just sort of generally true. It doesn't make it true. It just makes it sort of generally true.
Yeah.
And there's another one that cigarette-smoking women are more promiscuous.
Huh.
That tickles me. I think that's hilarious. So
I'm just thinking about personal experience here.
Okay, well, I wouldn't know.
I don't know either. I can't come to any conclusion.
I guess I've dated a few cigarette smokers, but it's not high on my list, I can assure you.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I don't know. I just think it's interesting that a lot of liberty-loving types smoke. And it's funny because, you know, some of them do things, various things to avoid paying taxes on cigarettes. And so, but you quit smoking or using tobacco products. Because
I smoked. Well, cigars, I smoked them. I didn't smoke cigarettes, but yeah.
Well, right. I mean,
at the time.
But you quit that habit because you didn't want to contribute to a lot of the taxes that you're paying on them, especially because Obama had recently just raised a new tax on cigars.
Here was my philosophy, is the cigars that I smoked were not taxed by the federal government. They, of course, are taxed by states and that kind of thing. And state revenue, I don't have as big a problem with states because they're not as violent of an organization as the federal government is. Money is fungible. Barack Obama attempted to claim that the money taken from the taxes was going to go to the kids' health fund or something like that, right? Money is fungible, and therefore that means that, you know, I may get a dollar from you and dollars from other people, but essentially what I claim I'm going to spend those dollars on when I get your – what I claim I'm going to spend your dollar on is, well, you know, it's a claim. Maybe I would have spent the money on that
it
anyway.
It goes into the general fund and
it
then
goes into
your
the general
expenses
fund.
Come out of that.
Right, and that's it's that same fund from which they get the bullets that kill innocent people in the wars that they fight all over the world.
That's true.
You can claim that most of the people that are killed are not innocent. You'd be wrong. But
and even though they say that the – have you ever heard politicians love to say, well, we're raising the cigarette taxes to start a fund that's anti-smoking or an anti-obesity fund or for the schools or whatever feel-good thing that people want to hear. And then, of course, it doesn't go to that. It's not earmarked for that specific thing. You know, it goes into a general fund and then they spend it on whatever they're going to spend it on.
Right. And
they usually spend more than they actually have, too. So, of course, there's that additional factor.
And fewer people pay the taxes because they figure out ways to buy it from Canada or, you know, South Carolina or whatever they do.
Yep.
And, you know, they work themselves around these taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then the revenue isn't as high as the politicians thought it was going to be. And so you've got all these this kind of scenario going on. I quit because I didn't want to pay the federal government for anything. And that was my main concern. So...
yeah.
Everybody who can choose to smoke or not smoke for their own reasons, but that was my concern.
Yeah. I at least hope that the growing popularity of the e-cigarettes can help some people transition away from smoking, not just because, you know, it pays a lot of taxes to various governments, but also because there are known health risks to it. I think everybody knows that, right?
But I think the health risks are the most important part because you can believe the government's coming after e-cigarettes at some point or another. Once they're making enough money, once it's a large enough market segment, the government's going to say, whoa, what are you doing there? We need some of that money.
But the e-cigarette, I mean, if you've looked into it at all, it's a really interesting example of how a relatively unregulated market can kind of flourish.
Yeah.
There are so many different kinds of e-cigarettes. There are all kinds of flavors. People make their own cartridges, that kind of thing. There's a lot of competition. The prices come down in a very short amount of time.
Sure has.
So it interests me, just that whole world of e-cigarettes. I've never smoked tobacco cigarettes or e-cigarettes, but I'm interested in it just as a little bit of a fascination, I guess you could say.
So I got a story here that's, you know, it's not much to talk about in the long term, but I do love to tout the Ron Paul wins. Apparently, Ron Paul had his, Constitution Day money bomb and got more than $900,000 for it. And that's, you know, I think they were shooting for $1 million or something like that. And this is a huge, huge way to raise money at this
time. It was
this
Constitution Day?
Yesterday, I believe.
Mm.
Might have been.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoosh, went right over my head.
Matters to somebody.
Yeah, I guess so. It's a good excuse for them to have a money bomber.
So he, you know, yeah, right, they're going to have a money bomb any day that they can get
you
away
know,
with it.
I have to mention something real quick. I think language is important, and when people use bomb, money bomb, really, I don't know. It just doesn't seem so compatible with the message of peace.
Well, it okay.
People are going to make fun of me for
it
that.
It worked
sure,
the first day. It worked the first time, and I like language that works too.
Mm-hmm.
And I get where you're coming from on this one. Ron Paul kind of started it, and then everybody wants to do a money bomb. And I feel that to some extent the language has been diluted.
Well, now you hear book bomb and like letter bomb, and it's just weird.
Lots of bombs.
Yeah, I don't want. I want less bombs.
Apparently, he also won the California straw poll by, I guess, 45% essentially. Rick Perry coming in second at about 30%. So he's and Mitt Romney coming in at a little almost 9%. So he actually got more votes than they got together, which is kind of interesting. Let's go to Chris in New Mexico. Chris,
how you doing today?
All's well.
Thanks for taking my call. I was just I just wanted to touch on the vaccine thing. I'm wondering if either of you have read any link in ADHD with boys in correlation with vaccines. Because I'm noticing I myself am a 37-year-old white male, and I've struggled with ADHD my whole life. But I'm noticing in boys at a younger age, like my son is 5, I'm seeing some of the symptoms that I had through my life in him, in other people's children that are, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old. So I'm wondering if there's some correlation with some type of vaccination in ADHD.
Well, I don't think there's a convincingly shown causal link between that. It's certainly possible that ADHD, which is a relatively new psychiatric diagnosis, is being diagnosed more, right?
Right.
Just like
it could
autism.
Be that boys have been boys all along, and then that's the ADHD is some aspect of boyhood. And
well, I mean, if you think about it carefully, you know, you put a kid, any kid, boy or girl, doesn't matter, in an environment where they don't want to be with teachers who don't really respect their decision-making ability or respect them as people very much, and tell them to learn about things and be quiet that they don't want to learn about and sit completely still. Of course they're going to act out and run around and do things. And I don't know if that's necessarily disease. Maybe if they just need some more interesting stuff to learn about or boredom.
Chris, do you have anything else here? Like scrap?
No, I just wanted to touch on that. I think the HPV thing is a big concern. I myself have done some research on it because
Chris, thanks for the call. 855.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. When I started Samuel Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. I know people need help when pursuing a great idea. That's why we started Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help people get their small businesses off the ground. When you enjoy the unmistakable taste of a Boston Lager, a beer that started in my kitchen, know you're helping someone else chase their dream. I'll drink to that.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass.